Carmel Mayo of The Green Spot at the Jacksonville Farmers Market is here with more in today's Going Green. Good morning.
Hi, Melissa. Thank you very much for inviting me on your show.
So good to have you. We met when we did the show live from the 75th anniversary of the Jacksonville Farmers Market. That was a big event. Now, you are there and The Green Spot is there. What is The Green Spot?
Well, the Jacksonville Farmers Market has asked me to do this for over a couple years, and one of the things that I realized while I was doing my fundraising business is that a lot of people want to know how to grow their own food, but they're scared to do it. They quite don't know how to do it. And so what I've done is I've opened up about a 2,800 square foot area. I focus on food plants. About 75% of all the plants that I have on site are either fruit trees or food vegetable plants. I also have two live garden beds in that show people how to grow food all year long, to include through the wintertime. And a lot of folks don't realize that we can grow all year here and live a sustainable lifestyle that way.
A year-round growing season. What do you have in your bed there?
Well, right now I have red leaf lettuce, rutabagas, mustard greens, collard greens, okra, which will die on a freeze, but that will be replaced with English peas. And I also, I just planted kale, and I also have some spinach.
Wow. You were brought to the farmer's market through an earth-friendly fundraising initiative called Green Plant America.
Yes, ma'am.
What's that all about?
Green Plant America was a fundraising is actually still a fundraising catalog that focuses on anything but candy and cookie dough. I have products in the book that are all educational, and they... It's a very interesting catalog, from showing new technologies to children all the way down to showing them how to care for plants.
And when people come out to the farmer's market, they're thinking, oh, I'll pick up a little produce here and there. But what's their reaction when they see that there is an actual garden growing?
Folks love it. And the other thing that I do within the garden is I show alternative methods of growing. And I actually teach them what not to do anymore and what to start doing to help conserve water and the environment as well. One of the big issues that we've got is people use peat moss, and they use that for the fluff in their soil so the roots can go through the soil and grow easier, but it's not a sustainable product. It takes 230 years to replace one cubic yard of peat moss. So what I use a product that the Israelis actually use in their gardening practices, and they are very, very smart when it comes to growing. I use a product called Cocoa Core, and what it is they're 11-pound bricks of ground coconut that are crushed and ground and then compressed, and when you add water to the Cocoa Core, the 11-pound block grows into about 25 gallons of fluff. And I brought you some so you can take home and play with it.
Turn on the live video stream right now to see Cocoa Core. I have never heard of this.
Yes, this one.
This is great. Now,
this is what it is dry.
It just looks like soil.
It's a great grow means. It's between a 5.9 pH and a 6.6 pH, 7 being neutral. So it gives it a little bit of acidity. Most plants need that little bit of acidity to it.
So you can grow anything in this?
Anything in this, absolutely. The citrus growers are actually using this too, and that's a no-joke business. But what I find when I utilize this stuff is my food production goes up tremendously. The product lasts for 6 years. Your root system is real wispy. And what the Israelis do with this is they do gardening on trough systems. They will ship the roots are so wispy when you use this stuff, they will pull the whole plant. They will ship the plant live with the roots intact, wrap them wet, and then they end up in our grocery stores fresh,
my
almost
goodness.
A live plant.
I'm going to fertilize our lemon tree with this Cocoa Core sample, because we got one little round of great lemons and then it never bloomed again. Maybe this will help.
What the Cocoa Core does, it amends your soil, so it keeps moisture in the soil. It's a very neutral product, so you still can add fertilizer to it, but because it's so neutral, you can really govern the fertilizers that you use for your plants.
Now, this is all common sense, sustainable gardening advice that anyone can take and do at home.
Yes.
And that's really what this message is all about.
Absolutely, because I'm there to take the fear out of it. I have a lot of folks that come in that are transplants and they're not familiar with our weather. A lot of folks that come in from the Carolinas, they have a rich soil down there. We have really crappy sandy soil down here. This helps amend the soil. I also show methods to container grow, which is very easy to do. I have big okra stalks that are 6 feet tall in just small containers. I have a 9 foot tall tomato out there that's got about 30 tomatoes on it, and I show folks how to go vertical with it instead of using tomato cages. And that's just simply growing in a milk container.
So cool. And I encourage everyone to head over to the Farmers Market, the Jacksonville Farmers Market on Beaver Street, the oldest farmers market in Florida, and visit Carmel Mayo at the Green Spot. So exciting to have you.
Well, thank you. And another thing I want to mention is our prices are very good. We keep the cost very low, and I handpick everything that I bring on site for quality.
Excellent. And thanks for this gift, by the way.
You're welcome. Have fun with it.